Huge reaction on this programme yesterday when the Northern Trust announced that they were to close, propose to close all 9 of their residential care homes in their area. Guess what? The Nolan Show can reveal this morning that the Southern Trust has told this programme that they propose now that they will close all 5 of their residential homes. This is a major breaking story this morning, one that I know that you will want to talk about wherever you are in Northern Ireland. Seems to be a bit of a trend here, doesn't there? Here's the number, 08459 555 678. The text, 81771. Basil McRae is joining us this morning, the independent MLA for the area. Good morning to you, Basil. We'll see if we can get Basil in just a second or two. He is with us now. Good morning, Basil.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you know anything about this?
About the consultation and
The Southern Health and Social Care Trust have just released a statement to this programme saying that they propose to close all 5 residential care homes in their area.
Well, I didn't know the specifics are coming out, but I know that that's the direction of travel. Certainly in Dromore, we have a home that everybody has feared for some time that the authorities are trying to close. And, of course, that's against the wishes of most of the residents and all of their families.
What's your reaction? How do you feel about this?
Well, I think what people don't understand sometimes is that there is a big policy direction behind this, which is that people feel that people are happier if they stay in their homes. And whilst that's in their own homes, and so people say, let's give them the care there, what doesn't really get across to the authorities, however, is that some people are just not able to stay in their own homes, that they're actually better off whenever they move, you know, to somewhere where they can be looked after with other folk. You also have a situation that whenever you get people actually into a home, it becomes their community. It is their home, in fact. And so this idea that we're going to close them all is devastating for the individuals, but it's also the wrong way in policy terms, and it really needs a complete and utter rethink. This is at the very heart of caring for the elderly, and basically the trusts have got this wrong. And it is an issue where we need ministerial intervention. The ministry should step in and should say, we are not closing any more homes. We need to find a way of doing this properly. This has gone too far. This is not the right way. And I want to see it stopped.
But look at the trend here. By the way, we will be talking to John Compton, who designed the whole overarching plan for this, in the studio within the next few minutes. But look at the trend here, Basil. The Northern Trust yesterday, you know, their proposal isn't to close some of the statutory homes. Their proposal isn't to close half of the statutory homes, which is in the Transforming Your Care document. They're closing every one of them. And lo and behold, Southern Trust today, every one of them, all 5 on the table, they propose to close them. Listen to this. In June, the Trust will be starting a detailed consultation on proposals to close all 5 residential homes in the area. This is what the Nolan Show has established from the Southern Health Trust. In the meantime, the Trust Board has decided to cease permanent admissions to all homes to minimise the number of residents who will be affected as the number of homes reduce. So they want to close all 5. They want none.
Well, that's definitely the direction of travel. And what's really wrong about trying to do it in this way is that they do it on a bit by bit in an incremental way. So that in any one stage in the process, you go, well, we're only consulting or we're only looking at some of these things. There's no preordained outcome to this. But actually what you know, and just what you find that the show has pointed out, is that over a period of time, you can see that there's a very definite attempt to close all of the homes. And that's because in some sort of policy document, they've said people are better off staying in their own home. And that is not right, actually. And it is certainly not right for the individuals there. So what we need to get is, instead of all of this consultation, is we need genuine policy statements. And frankly, it's not for John Compton to bring this out. The minister should actually come forward and say, this is the policy of the executive, that we do recognise that people have a right to be in the best situation for them, not the best situation for the trust.
We asked for the health minister this morning. Guess what? Not available. DUP health minister, Edwin Poots, not available to this show this morning. Kevin McAdam is from the Unite Union. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, the reaction has been there for a long time. Basil's quite right, but the politicians need to get themselves together. This policy's out there. Transforming your care is removing any responsibility by the National Health Service for the elderly care. That's what they're doing. That's what John Compton has put into it. And the funny thing...
Well, I'll tell you what he'll say. He's not in here to say it yet, but I'll say it for him, right? Here's what he'll say. He'll say, this is going out to public consultation.
Stephen, you spoke yesterday about public consultation. Is there any point in it? Because all they will do is they'll let us talk for 3 months and then they'll go and do it. That's what's going on with transforming your care. They couldn't even publish the responses that all of the trade unions made to transform your care where we raised these issues, but they got deleted in the consultation process.
Did they?
Yeah, but they didn't bother publishing them in the documents.
Well, I'll be checking that with Mr. Compton when he comes in here. We're currently asking, to be fair to the Northern Trust, who announced that they're closing, they propose to close all 9 of their residential care homes. To be fair to them, they fronted up. They came onto this programme yesterday. They spoke to the people who would be affected. They spoke to the families and they spoke to wider Northern Ireland. Now, we're currently asking the Southern Trust to do the same this morning. And let's see if the Southern Trust front up. Let's see if they come on and explain this situation. What impact, Kevin, do you think this will have on elderly people who are currently in those homes?
I think it's going to have a big impact. They're going to have to start looking around the private sector. And you know what? There'll be lots of offers in the private sector at the moment until 3 years down the line when it's only private. And that's when you'll see them upping their prices. There are that's the big thing that will happen going forward. But can I tell you something, Stephen? The Belfast Trust and the other trusts are doing exactly the same thing. What they do is they no longer or say they...
Well,
no,
we have nothing from the Belfast Trust yet. We have
proposal. I'll put it to you today that the Belfast Trust say they have only spaces for respite care. They can't offer people residential care. That's what they're doing. So they're not saying they're closing anything. They're allowing them to close themselves. This is the policy that is being driven here, transforming your care. They do it with ambulance, community ambulance. We can't provide enough of it, so you have to get it in the private. And they reduce the service. And that's what's happening. You cannot run the health service with less and less money. And that's what they're doing. They're giving it less money and allowing it to strangle itself. And the private sector is marching into this country and taking over our health service.
If you're just joining us on the Nolan Show this morning, the breaking news is that the Southern Health Trust has told this programme that they propose to close all 5 of their statutory residential homes in their area. We're looking for your response today. And listen, if you are the family member of an elderly resident, maybe you're an elderly resident yourself and you've got the radio on, I really, really would like you to hook up with me. 08459 555 678, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk, on Twitter today @StephenNolan. Wider Northern Ireland, as you listen to this today,